Another MAGA individual has been arrested for some really heinous crimes, and I want to talk about it. See, when I started filming here on the Adam Mockler channel, it's probably been maybe a year or a year and a half, I used to make these videos, and it would be like, you know, there seems to be a correlation between MAGA individuals or even MAGA elected officials, specifically those who spew lots and lots of hate against the LGBTQ plus community, and them committing crimes against children. And at first, I was like, maybe there's a correlation. And then as time went on, it's we just see this over and over and over again. Whether it's elected officials, RJ May, if you remember him, a South Carolina state rep who won Moms for Liberty Representative of the Year in 2023. His whole entire thing was protect the kids from the LGBTQ plus community. He was arrested for distributing certain material, if you catch my drift, and is going to be going to prison for a very long time. Or a man who was on Donald Trump's spiritual board, held an event for Donald Trump in his megachurch in 2020, who was arrested for crimes related to children. I'll show you an article on that. And now we have another one. So let's hop right into it. Let's get into the details. Before we do, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video now here on the Adam Mockler channel. So if you appreciate what I do, you like the style of my videos, it'd mean a lot if you check out my YouTube channel right down below. Also here on the Adam Mockler channel, just surpassed 2 million subscribers. Adam and I are so grateful for each and every one of you. If you haven't already, make sure you like on this video, share it out, helps us out a lot, and subscribe down below. Let's start here. I'll play this video and we'll talk about it.
Continue to follow a developing story in Orange County. This man who used to claim to cure gay people in Orlando was just arrested for allegedly trying to have sex with an underage boy.
Detectives say Alan Chambers was trying to meet up with a 14-year-old boy, but instead he came face-to-face with an undercover detective. Fox 35's Chancellor Wynn joins us live. And Chance, you've been going through this report.
Yeah, Alan Chambers allegedly spent around 3 months chatting with who he thought was a 14-year-old boy, allegedly sending the boy an inappropriate picture and even trying to convince him multiple times to meet up with him for sex. Now, apparently, that 14-year-old was actually an undercover detective. The court documents do a great job of outlining and explaining these graphic details relating to their conversations, where Chambers allegedly told the boy that he loved him, even asking the boy to take an Uber so they could meet up at his office in Winter Park because he wanted to be with the boy and make love in his house. Chambers' address matches an address associated with a former company known as Exodus International. Their mission was to help gay Christians become straight. Chambers was the president of that organization. Back in 2011, Fox 35 spoke with him when Exodus International created an app. And at the time, Chambers claimed the app was not a magic cure, but rather a tool for people conflicted between faith and sexuality.
We often hear that we're the organization that converts homosexuals into heterosexuals, or that this is the gay cure app. You know, that's just ridiculous. Not only can we not cure someone of homosexuality, we don't know that that's even possible.
Now, Chambers later went on the Oprah Winfrey Network, where he apologized to the people hurt by Exodus International and their, quote, reparative therapy. Now, Chambers is behind bar here at the Orange County Jail, facing multiple charges, including solicitation of a minor. And in those conversations, he allegedly admitted that he could get in trouble for what he was saying and the actions taken with that, at the time, what he had thought was a 14-year-old boy and what he called their, quote, forbidden love. Reporting live in Orlando, Chancellor Wynn, Fox 35 News.
So basically, a very prominent man who ran a conversion therapy business, basically, like the disgusting human being he is, this conservative Christian who believes it's wrong to be a part of the LGBTQ plus community, built an app around it, all this stuff, was arrested for talking to a 14-year-old boy. It's always the ones you most expect, folks. I mean, this is like, it's like the pattern is so clear every single time. Let's just read about this again briefly for a minute. This is him. The former president of now shuttered anti-LGBTQ organization was arrested Tuesday, for seeking sex from an undercover deputy posing as a 14-year-old boy, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Again, this is Alan Chambers, the former president of an anti-LGBTQ organization, and he was arrested in Orlando, Florida. So Let me play this video that I found that I really liked that helps break it down a little bit about Alan Chambers and who he is. Take a listen.
The former national head of a conversion therapy organization was just caught in a sting where he was trying to solicit sex from a 14-year-old. It's an incredibly sad story. Alan Chambers ran Exodus International for a long time, and then he repudiated conversion therapy, but never came out. He, you know, continued to live as an ex-gay. 20 years ago, I approached him because they had a program in Memphis where they were forcing children to attend without their consent. Their parents were forcing them. And I asked him, you know, how could he do this? Like, this is a form of sexual abuse. I mean, you're imposing your sexuality on these young people. And at the time, he said, you know, parent has a right to do what they want with their children, which is exactly what the Trump administration has said about conversion therapy in a recent Supreme Court case. It is child abuse.
I mean, wow. That's like unbelievable to hear that this individual had direct contact with Chambers 20 years ago. And he's saying he said something very similar at the time to what the Trump administration is saying. And also, obviously, you look back when he's doing these, you know, things with young men, young people who are being forced by their parents to go to these conversion things, to go, I guess, learn how to be straight or whatever that means. Obviously, that doesn't mean anything. But regardless, crazy to think about that now with the charges that have been presented. How many more people could there possibly be? People whose lives were ruined by this absolutely disgusting person. Again, it's always the people you most expect. And I mentioned this in the beginning of the video. Former Texas megachurch pastor Robert Morris pleads guilty to child sex abuse charges. We've made several videos about this, and he's actually out of jail now. He only did 6 months. Robert Preston Morris, 64. He entered a plea agreement. He pled guilty over this case right here. The alleged abuse began in 1982 when the victim was 12 years old and Morris was a traveling evangelist staying in Oklahoma with her family, according to the statement by Oklahoma Attorney General Genter Drummond. The abuse allegedly continued for years. Morris received a 10-year suspended sentence with the first 6 months to be served in the Osage County Jail. The victim, Cindy, who's now 55, said in a statement that, quote, "Justice has finally been served and the man who manipulated, groomed, and abused me as a 12-year-old innocent girl is finally going to be behind bars." This man not only led a huge mega church in Texas, Gateway Church, he founded it in 2000. He also hosted Trump in 2020 on its Dallas campus for a discussion about the election and the economy, and also served on President Donald Trump's Evangelical Advisory Board. Does no one from the right ever want to talk about this stuff? It's like we have so many examples like this. It's almost unbelievable. Here's another one from last month. MAGA Worship Life Church pastor and former Pasco deputy facing child sex charges. 56-year-old Angelo Muscaro, I believe, is accused of doing things to a victim less than 12 years old and being inappropriate with four juvenile victims on various occasions between 21 and 2026. Not, quote, "not a transgender, not a drag queen, not an immigrant, just another conservative MAGA pastor from the South." And this would be this individual, I think, beautifully said on this Facebook post. And lastly, I want to point out, okay, because we see this correlation. I think oftentimes when we talk about things like this, the most prominent example of this happening right now and the cover-up is Jeffrey Epstein and the Epstein files that we still don't have. Obviously, Donald Trump and his administration covering that up, the DOJ helping them do it, and the survivors of Jeffrey Epstein working, you know, showing so much courage, I should say, every single day to keep fighting for justice. There's a really great article in The Independent from today, actually, that says, if the UK police are taking the Epstein files seriously, why aren't the FBI? In the week that Surrey police announced a new investigation was underway following information released in the Epstein files, Alex Hanford talks to campaigners in the U.S. around the mystery over the delay, across the pond, and when or what could make it change. And so this article basically breaks down how in the U.K. they've already arrested several people, as you probably know, several prominent people. They've started tons of investigations. They've told people, you know, please come forward. And when people do come forward, they start those investigations. Meanwhile, here in the United States, a lot of people in the UK and around the world are looking at us like, what the hell is going on? Because the exact opposite is going on. We have, you know, Donald Trump, the highest people in our government, protecting all of this. We haven't made a single arrest. There's no known investigation that's open around any of this. And the DOJ keeps saying if there was evidence of a crime or an ability to arrest somebody, they would have done it, which is absolutely positively absurd. And the UK is taking action. They keep taking action. When is the US going to step up and do it? It's going to be so important, by the way, that you vote in the 2026 midterms. Democrats will have significantly more power, actually, relating to the Epstein files, being able to potentially subpoena people if they control the House of Representatives, control the House Oversight Committee, et cetera. So make sure you get out there and vote. I appreciate watching this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ockler channel. So make sure you're subscribed down below. Check out my YouTube channel, and I will see you in the next video.